Covering the crew all season long, it's Brewers Extra Innings. Now live from American Family Field, here's your host, Bob Brainerd.
Actually, I want to be truthful. I left American Family Field like everybody else did in the eighth inning when the home runs were flying out of the ballpark. It was not pretty, folks. It was downright ugly. 12-2, the final, the Pittsburgh Pirates thumped the Brewers in game one of this three-game set at American Family Field. Bob Brainerd in it because it's Tuesday night, in for Dom Contronio. And joining me to chat about it, and we won't beat the dead horse, but we will chat about it because I got some points I need to make. He is former Milwaukee Brewer pitcher, the lefty, the southpaw, Jerry Augustine. Augie, sometimes this happens, right? And sometimes you just get beat badly, and that's what happened tonight.
I tell you what, we're being regulars on Tuesday night, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
It gets that way, you know. It was kind of a funny night when you see what Colin Ray, I think going to sixth inning, I think he only given up one or two hits, and was throwing the ball really well, and things kind of backfired on him. But you could tell early in the game, Bobby, with Colin Ray, he wasn't as sharp as he had been. It looked like he was going taking a lot of counts to 2-2, 3-2. He's not a kind of pitcher that really takes a count to 3-2 a lot. He's the kind of guy that says, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to put the ball in play, and I'm going to try to do it in four pitches. And he usually does that. Today, it looked like he was just a little bit off at all his pitches, not pitching to the quadrants and the outside parts of the plate as well as he did. He struggled a little bit and got behind hitters.
I noticed that, Augie. So, again, I was at the ball game, and here's another thing that I noticed. Even when the Pirates were fouling pitches off, they were noisy. They were just missing early on against Colin Ray. But so even when he's throwing strikes, they weren't put away strikes because the Pirates, they had a good beat on him early. Even though it's a foul ball, you can kind of tell, like, these guys are getting ready to jump on him.
Yeah, they were. And it just seemed like they were up there being patient. I think they kind of turned the tables on the Brewers because we always talk about how the Brewers are patient at the plate. They look for a good place to hit. They hit the ball to all fields. And I think what the Pirates did, they actually turned it around to their favor tonight. They did exactly that. I think any time you go down a batting order and everybody scores a run, that means everybody's involved. Everybody's getting good at bats. And that's one thing the Pirates did up and down the lineup. Everybody in the lineup scored a run tonight, so they all played a big role. And that had to do with patience and making Colin Ray throw strikes. And he was, like I said earlier, he was just a little off. He just usually when he throws his fastball, he's dynamite. He throws it to all four quadrants really well. And even when you look at the sweeper's been very good. Just a little bit off. The sweeper, I thought, was a little bigger than he usually throws tonight. Wasn't precise. So I think he just didn't have that A game tonight, and that Pirates took advantage of him.
Here's another head-scratcher, Augie. And I'm at the game, and I'm trying to, you know, decipher everything that's going on and maybe put my finger on, well, okay, what's the issue here? And you can see the obvious things that happened. You know, the error was costly because it kept the inning alive, and then it turned into a six-run frame. But I'm sitting there about halfway through going, okay, they came back from the West Coast, but that was Sunday night, and they had a day off on Monday. So if this was a game on Monday night when you come off the West Coast, you go, okay, well, they're tired. You know, they unpacked the bags. It's like, no, they had a day off. So even that doesn't jive with what happened tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual. You know, sometimes you go on the West Coast, and I think one thing you look at this ball club, Bobby, and you look at what they've been out West twice in their last two road trips have been out West. So when you think about going, you know, doing that twice in a row, coming home for a short period, going out there, you know, sometimes it wears on you. And they sometimes say that first day back, you're okay. That second day back, it can kind of get you a little bit. You're not quite with it. And it just seemed like tonight that the Brewers weren't firing on all cylinders. But, you know, another way you have to look at it, you got to say, hey, you know what? Not only did the Pirates change things around a little bit, they actually started a guy, had him pitch one inning, and then when you saw what happened after that, Pooster came in, and he really pitched a whale of a ball game.
Yeah, he sure did. He is Jerry Augustine. He's got much more to say on Brewers Extra Innings with a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank, also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years. offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities to help your business succeed. This is commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, member FDIC. When we come back, more chatting with Jerry Augustine on Brewers Extra Innings. We'll tell you the last time that the Brewers have played in a lopsided game like this when we return.
Coming up, more Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Downtown.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
The Bucks are winners tonight, not our Milwaukee Bucks, those Buccaneers from Pittsburgh. They beat the Brewers 12-2 at American Family Field. Bob Brainerd in for Dom on this Tuesday night, along with former Brewer pitcher Jerry Augustine. All right, Augie, quick quiz. When do you think, can you pinpoint the last time that there was a final score like this that went in favor of the other team, not named the Milwaukee Brewers? Any guesses?
I cannot. I tell you, this ball club is, with the pitching staff and the way they've been playing, I bet you, I would have to say it's got to be at least a month ago.
You know what? You are exactly right, because it is exactly a month ago. I had to look it up. I didn't
know.
But
wow.
It was June 9th. They lost at Detroit. It was the final game of that Detroit series, 10-2. Okay?
Now, that's right. I do remember.
Yeah, and I'm going to expand this a little bit. The other two lopsided losses before that, April 27, April 28th, back-to-back. Remember, they got killed by the Yankees, right?
That's right.
15-3 and 15-5. My point, though, Augie, is that, all right, let's lump this together. You've got the two Yankee games. You've got a month ago, exactly a month ago on June 9th at Detroit, and then you've got tonight. So here we are more than halfway through the season, coming up in the All-Star break, and what I like to call lopsided losses, okay? Tonight's qualifies. At Detroit qualifies. The Yankee games certainly qualify. But that's only four, Augie. That's only four games where you really are not in the game all season long. That's not too bad, is it?
No, that is not. When you look at this team has played 92 ball games, and there's four games that they've been having a little bit of issues when the other team has scored a lot of runs. And you look at what's even amazing is, Bobby, you look back, and the first ones were in April, very early in the season.
Yes.
When you're just a month less or less in the season. And then Detroit, I do remember the series in Detroit final game that they do it. But being in the last, well, it's in six, in the last month and a half, you have two games out of probably 50 games that you've been not in the game. I'm going to tell you, that's saying something pretty special about your ball club.
Yeah, and what it says, Augie, and until games like this happen, we just say it anyway because it's true. The Brewers have put themselves in position. Sometimes they lose 2-1, 3-2, but sometimes they win those games. We've always talked about the comeback ability of this ball club, but they're always hanging around. You get to the late innings with this Milwaukee squad this year, and more times often than not, and we just rattle it off, they are still in ball games, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and Bob, it's really a credit to this ball club. And we talk about, you know, what makes up this ball club? What is this team kind of made up? What does Murph have here? What did he do in spring training to make this a good ball club from day in and day out? And when you look at it, all three phases of the ball game, all three phases of this ball club is offense, defense, and the pitching. When you put it all together, and it's always one night or another where you have it really come together where the offense will come through and keep you in the ball game, or the defense will always keep it. I think they're one of the best defensive teams in Major League Baseball, and you can't say anything else about this pitching staff, the starters and the relievers like they've done. They always keep you in it. Sometimes the offense doesn't come alive. Sometimes you have a hard time scoring runs. But when you take the defense and the pitching, they always are there for you. And tonight was just a night where it just, on all phases of the game, really didn't work out. Had a couple of errors. They didn't swing the bat as well as they usually do. And the pitching wasn't, they had a little bit of struggles in the pitching staff.
Yeah, and not to pile on, Augie, but something we should talk about is the fact that they left 10 men on base. And again, I pointed out, not to rub it in, but I pointed out because that is something we don't see a whole lot with Milwaukee. They've been able to clean guys up on the base paths, not leave them on like they did tonight. That was really big because when the game was tied at two after the third inning, they had many chances to kind of take the lead there and put Pittsburgh behind from playing from behind, but 10 left on base, you can't do that.
Yeah, and one of the things special that they've had this year, Bob, has been that they've been hitting much better with runners in scoring position, much better staying in the bat this year. And we always talk about this ball club. What has been one impact that they've been very good at? Two strike base hits, two out base hits. And we didn't see that tonight. But this is a team that, when you look at what they've done with the runners in scoring position, putting a good at-bat with two strikes, and then with two outs, really scoring a lot of runs. I think they may even lead the major leagues with runs scored with two outs. So I think this is a ball club that really has done really a good job. And it's one club that, you know, when you come to play the Brewers, you better be ready to play 27 outs because they're going to come right at you.
I'll leave you with a positive, Augie. The Nachos Grande was really good at the ballpark tonight. I can tell you that. Really
good.
I'm sure you enjoyed it. They didn't skimp either. I got the salsa. I got the chicken, the sour cream. I mean, they were using a shovel to put it on the chips, Augie. It was delicious.
Don't keep doing that. You're making me hungry. I think I'm going to go to the refrigerator right now.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break so you can go to the fridge, and then we'll come back and chat with you one last time. For a limited time, Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical is offering $10 off an AC tune-up or $10 off an HVAC, plumbing, or electrical service call. At Sider, your at-home comfort is a top priority. Visit Sider.com today. That's Sider.com. More BEI when we return.
On deck, more Brewers Extra Inning.
You.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
First of three with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's the visitors who take game number one of this series tonight at American Family Field. 12-2 the final. The Pirates beating up on the Brewers. Bob Brainerd in for Dom on this Tuesday night, along with former Brewer pitcher Jerry Augustine. I didn't think we'd have callers on a night like this when it's lopsided, but by gosh, Augie, Brian from Tosa wants to chat with us on Brewers Extra Innings. Hey, Brian.
Oh, good evening. Thanks for taking my call. I agree with what you've talked about, but we have to be – I've told Dom this. Our pitching is not a sustainable model with our starters going the least amount of innings in probably, I think, both leagues. The bullpen is starting to leak oil. We saw it on the West Coast and now tonight. And the Cardinals are lurking, and it's the Cardinals. If you remember 2011, they were playing for their playoff life. They came in hotter than hot and won the whole thing. So don't sleep on the Cardinals. And we have had stretches where we don't drive in people. It's been better this year, and we are probably in the top, whatever. But there's still times that we leave too many runners on. And this game could have changed, like Jerry says. If we would have driven some people in before the big sixth inning, maybe it would have changed the whole tenure of the game. And now we got to watch it. We better win tomorrow because we got Skeens going on Thursday, and he's pretty darn good from what I'm seeing. So hopefully, you know, we'll come back tomorrow and we'll put the whipping on them. But it's going to be interesting going into the All-Star break where we stand against the Cardinals and how we come out of that.
Absolutely. Hey, Brian, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Okay, Augie, let's touch on a couple of those things. How important is it really in the big picture to have momentum going into the All-Star break? When you truly, a lot of players that don't play in the game, they truly do get a break. They get to hit the reset button. Is there something to that that you want to, I mean, obviously you want to, you know, go in with some momentum, but is there really anything to it? Can you really reset the button or have things carry over if things are going well, or is that all a myth?
Well, you know what? It's always very interesting. I remember several years ago, they were going into the final week, and I think we were in Pittsburgh, and we had to play a couple doubleheaders, or we had a 4-game series with a doubleheader.
Yes.
And then we had to finish out against the team. And remember, we couldn't win. I mean, Pittsburgh took it to us. I think they won 4 out of 5, and then last series we lost 2 out of 3, and boy, it was going downhill. But we took off the second half, and we just started playing really good baseball. I think it's kind of a funny thing when you get to this part of the year where you just go out and play hard every game. And I think that's one thing Murph has instilled in this ball club. This is the way this ball club is going to play. They're not going to worry about what happened tonight, tomorrow. They're going to worry about what is going to happen tomorrow. And that's the way this team plays. They'll play the game. They'll play it hard. They win, they lose, but they go out the next day, cure the mistakes, and just go at it the best they can. And I think this team is just going to the All-Star break. I think they need a break with all the young players, and I think it's going to really help them. But I'm telling you what, they want to finish strong, and these two series inside the division, yeah, especially with the Pirates, you got to play well because you never know what can happen inside your own division.
Yeah, Brian's point about the pitching, there might be something. It's something that I think we're going to have to monitor as far as the bullpen is concerned, because they've been used a lot. We've all seen that. And a lot of those guys in that bullpen have really stepped up. I mean, they've all stepped up the roles without having Devin Williams throw a pitch all season long. Everybody has stepped up their game in the bullpen. But it can be taxing, Augie, right? I mean, there comes a point when you can wear a bullpen out and you don't have a whole lot of options to turn to. It's something I think we're going to have to keep a close eye on with this Brewer ball club.
I really believe that. I think when you look at what this ball club is kind of made up. It's made up of getting the starters, and we're having some issues with a lot of injuries in the starters. We're starting to get guys healthy. It's going to be interesting to see what they do after the All-Star break. But, you know, they haven't stood pat. They've gone out and they've added some veteran pitching. And, you know, now we have on Thursday, we have Savali starting, Aaron against that Paul Skenes, and that's going to be a great ball game. But
yeah,
Here's a guy that they picked up from Tampa Bay that I thought the first game out against the Dodgers, he threw the ball very well. The Brewers are not going to stand pat. Matt Arnold is not going to stand pat and say, hey, you know what? I think we're good. When we get healthy, we're going to be just fine. If he can go out and make this club better, he's going to go out and try to make it better. But I do agree with you. I think when you look at the usage of the bullpen, you've got to look at the number of pitchers that we've had 16 starters. We have all the guys in the bullpen that we have now, but our bullpen just isn't 9 deep. It's almost probably 15 or 16 deep when you got the guys that you can bring up from the minors. And we're seeing these guys come up, and the guys that they're bringing up are adding something positive to the ball club. So when you expand that out for a full season, you can move guys back and forth from the minors to the major. At a major league level, I think you can keep that bullpen pretty healthy.
And the point about the Cardinals, Augie, they got postponed by rain tonight, so they pick up a half game on the Brewers who lose to Pittsburgh. So they are now four games out. Here's what worries me about the St. Louis Cardinals. Not the fact that they started this season looking like it would be another dumpster fire of a season, right? Like last year was just a disaster, and it looked like it's going to carry over. But they have figured things out. They have creeped back into this race in the NL Central. And here's my concern, Augie. From past history, St. Louis has made moves at the trade deadline. And they have gone out and they're not afraid to go and deal prospects and go get big names that can help them down the stretch. That's what concerns me. And so to your point about the Brewers not being done, I don't think they're done either, because I think St. Louis is definitely not done. They've only just begun.
Well, that's one area that St. Louis has done. You know, they went out and they got a lot of veteran starters. They thought, well, I'm going to get a group of veteran starters, the guys that are going to go out there and they're going to give you innings. They got innings guys. They don't. It's not about wins and losses sometimes in the game of baseball. It's about guys going out and giving you innings. If you get the innings, you're going to get the wins. And I think that's the way the Cardinals looked at it. But the one weakness that the Cardinals had early in the season was not only getting their starting staff regimented and how they were going to use their rotation was their bullpen. They really struggled. And now they seem kind of getting it together a little bit. But they still have, if there's any weakness, I think that the Cardinals really have, it's in that bullpen. The only guy that you see that they have out there is their all-star guy, Hensley. He's been throwing the ball fantastic. You look the way he's been pitching. I think he's got like 12 or 14 saves in a row without failing to get a save. So he's really the catalyst. But that bullpen has to make a big difference. You're going to win with bullpens. I think the Brewers still have the best bullpen. But I think if there's an area where the Cardinals need to make some moves, if they have to make some moves, it's got to be in their bullpen.
Augie's got a breakfast meeting tomorrow, so I got to let him go here. He's got to get some shut-eye. He is Jerry Augustine. Augie, as always, a pleasure talking with you, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, great being with you, Bob. Have a good night.
You as well. When we come back on Brewers Extra Innings, we'll hear from the Brewers skipper, Pat Murphy.
Coming up, more Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Bob Brainerd back with you on Brewers Extra Innings. Max Meyerson's pressing all the buttons. We just heard from Jerry Augustine as we were trying to break things down in a 12-2 Brewers loss to the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think it was former Brewer manager Ken Maka who once said, "Sometimes you stink." That sounds like Ken Maka, doesn't it? I don't know if Murph went that far in his post game, but what can you say after you lose by 10?
Yeah, I did, right in that inning there. That was, you know, five straight hits, was it? Looked like, like a lot of them were close, but yes, great job by them. Great job by them. We haven't had one of those games in a while, and especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 and 90 games, you know. Credit to the Pirates. They did a great job, took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games or five or six hits, you know. A couple coming in after the game was out of reach, but we had some opportunities early to at least get a little lead, and Callen had given up one hit in five innings. You know, one hit in five innings, and just kind of. Then he gives up like not a real hard contact, and then at first, and then another ball just out of the reach of somebody on the ground. Another grounder, hard shot to third. You know, I'm glad they ruled it a hit. It was a tough ball with topspin. And then all of a sudden, it's bases loaded, and then another base hit, and between the 3-4 hole, and you're like, all these balls are on the ground. A couple hit hard, but you know, he's at 86 or 7 pitches or something like that. You feel like, okay, Wilson threw the ball great 2 days ago, and yeah, I had to kind of break him ball up, get hit it. So game change right there.
When you have a showing like this, is it something where you just try to flush it right away, or is there maybe a takeaway and then you kind of try to move on after learning a lesson? Just what's kind of the approach when you have a game like this?
Well, it's the division, and those guys know us and we know them, and we go back and forth no matter what the records are or whatever, and they're a really good team and they got really good pitching. This kid that they brought up today is, you know, their sixth starter. He's really, really good. He's got a great arm, and he pitched good. So we have a ton of respect for him. And, you know, we've been the underdogs all year. So it's like when you get in this position and you throw out a stinker like that, it's hard to formulate. It doesn't feel right.
Short and sweet from Pat Murphy tonight. When we come back on Brewers Extra Innings, the highlights will be short and sweet as well.
On deck, more Brewers Extra Innings. This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Bob Brainerd.
Okay, you got to give props when the visitors come in, right? I mean, we don't have to give them a whole lot of props, but we got to give them props because Pittsburgh did what a lot of teams haven't been able to do, and that's soundly beat the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. 12-2 is the final score. They got on the board first in the top of the third run. Brian Reynolds, who's been swinging a hot stick of late, continue to stay that way.
Pitches hit well out to left center field. Perkins racing back, looking up, and it is gone. Speaking of home runs, there's one from Brian Reynolds, his 17th of the year, and the Pirates jump out in front 2-0.
But the Brewers answered in the bottom half of the third inning, getting a one and then two runs. Here's the first.
1-1. Is a line drive into right center field, down for a base hit. Churio racing around third. He will score. Contreras jogging into second with an RBI double. The Brewers on the board. It's 2-1 Pittsburgh.
And then follow that up to tie it at two.
The pitch. Blake, a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Contreras being waved around third. Here comes the throw home, and Contreras slides in there safely. The throw just a touch up the third baseline, and Contreras gets in there, and this game is tied at two on an RBI single from Blake Perkin.
And so it had all the feels of a typical Brewers ball game, right? They come back to tie it at two. We talked earlier about how they left too many men on base, and that was the catalyst right there, because Milwaukee had opportunities in the fourth and the fifth to put this one away, but they didn't. And then in the sixth inning, the Pirates struck 4 6 runs. The big highlight was this.
The pitch hit to left center and deep and big trouble and gone. That is a grand slam home run for Joey Bart.
Yeah, the Brewers, we know all about them hitting the grand salamis in the first half of the season. They get victimized by it in the sixth inning. Four of the six runs there on that Joey Bart grand slam. They go on to tally one more in the seventh and three more in the eighth. And Jake Bowers had the pitch. You get the idea. 12-2 was the final. Pirates take game one of this three-game set. When we come back on Brewers Extra Innings, we'll wrap things up. We'll get you ready for game two of this series mañana.
Coming up, more Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
All right, the final digits in this one. The Pirates, 12 runs on 11 hits and one error. The Brewers, 2 runs on 6 hits and one error. Priester, who came in the second inning after the Pirates went with their opener, if you will, got the win. He was impressive in his stint there. Gave up just the 2 runs that the Brewers scored all night long. He's 1-5 on the year. Colin Ray was really good until he hit the wall, and then all heck broke loose for Ray and the Brewers. He falls to 8-3 on the season. His ERA is now 3.81. Game two of this three-game series is tomorrow at American Family Field. You can join the pregame show across the Brewers statewide network at 6:30 and right here on WTMJ as well. It'll be Martin Perez with a record of 1-4 and an ERA of 4.85. He's got 52 strikeouts on the season. He goes for Pittsburgh. Milwaukee's going to throw Tobias Myers, 5-3 with an ERA of 3.52 with 56 strikeouts as well. In the rest of the scoreboard, as far as the Brewers are concerned, no movement except the St. Louis Cardinals did pick up a half game because they were rained out in their game against Kansas City tonight down in Missouri. So they'll have to double dip that one, but they pick up a half game, so they are now 4 games behind Milwaukee for the top spot in the NL Central race. That'll do it for Max Meyerson, for Jerry Augustine. I'm Bob Brainerd, in for Dom. Thank you for dialing us in on this Tuesday evening for Brewers Extra Innings.